Hey, everybody, it's Sandy, and thanks for checking out the Sandy Show podcast. Hey, I'm just going to post a few clips every single day. I really want you guys to listen to the radio, all right? If you're in Austin, you can listen on the radio, 103.1, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. every single day. If you're in Austin or somewhere else, you can listen, always listen on the app, on the iHeartRadio app. Just search 103.1 Austin. All right, when you're on the iHeartRadio app. So here you go. Here's a little bit of the show from today.
Okay.
Good morning, Meg. Welcome to the Sandy Show. Hey, hey, it's Friday and I'm fired up. So look out, people.
Look out.
Clear a path. The Masher is coming through. That's what my buddy Marlon nicknamed me.
The Masher.
The Masher. The Masher. My name is Sandy. This is my wife. Her name's Trisha.
Good morning, friends.
Thanks for listening. It's Austin's 80s station, 103.1, playing 10,000 songs in a row. You can stream us on the iHeartRadio app. And I'm ready to go today. And then it's out of here for a very quick trip to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't resist.
$137 round trip.
Yeah, from Austin nonstop to Las Vegas.
Yeah, you got to go on that.
Right. And I got a buddy that lives there. I'm doing it on the cheap. I'm going to stay at his house. I'm going to eat his food.
But you're going to cook the food.
Yeah, I'm going to give him a lesson in brisket and ribs.
On the green egg.
On the big green egg. Mm-hmm. Love the egg.
I know. I think you would live in the egg if you could.
We like to get, by the way, if you want to check us out on Instagram, it's at the Sandy Show Official. And Trisha, start us out with the first thing that made you laugh tonight.
When I sign an email, yours, it's not a term of endearment. It means this email is now yours. I am done with it. Get it away from me.
Boy, I could see you meaning that for real.
Absolutely.
Yes. Done with it.
Did I?
Oh, and do you ever have do you have anyone in your life that when you correspond with them, either via text or via email, you try to answer any possible question they could possibly have before you hit send?
Oh, yeah. To try and control the amount of exchanges that go back and forth.
I don't think I've ever succeeded with this person.
No. I know who you're talking about, too.
It's unbelievable.
I know. It's like that person then tries to come up with a question just to be able to ask it back to you.
I think they do.
This reminds me of signing the email. I keep forgetting to try and implement my new sign off on the emails that just says anyway, .. Like you type it all. It's going to be at 4:30 on, blah, blah, blah. See you there. It's going to be great. Bring your shoes. Anyway,
..
Just leave it.
I love it. I don't think I ever use any sincerely, yours truly, cordially, whatever.
No.
Anything like that.
Say thanks.
Yeah. That is the first thing that made you laugh. What do you have coming up in the story we love?
All right. We're going to talk about Jeff Daniels.
Yeah.
He's been making the rounds because he has a movie. And he has a story about Clint Eastwood. A very non-Clint Eastwood type story.
Oh, all right. Stay with us. That is coming up in the story we love. Hey, I know it's a big ask here, but I'm going to do it anyway. By the way, it's the Sandy Show on Austin's 80s station, 103.1. We're streaming on the iHeartRadio app. I know it's over an hour away, but I want you to know that we're bringing Tom Jones back again this week.
It's going to be a Friday thing, right?
Yeah. We brought him back last week. This was an old JB and Sandy thing that was 100% JB's idea. But it was one of those things that stuck and people love it. And I'm here to please. That's why I'm here.
It's your whole purpose.
My whole purpose in life is to make our listeners happy and Trisha to make you happy.
I like that. I like the sound of that. Give me some more of that.
So that's coming up at 7:40 this morning. All right.
The stories we love.
All right. Everybody knows who Jeff Daniels is, right? An amazing great actor. Yeah. He has come out with a new show that's on Showtime called American Rust, and it's supposed to be pretty good. He also, back in 2002, was in a movie with Clint Eastwood. Now, when you think about Clint Eastwood, you think about like surly, deep, serious guy.
Not to be trifled with.
Not to be trifled with. Right. So recently, Jeff Daniels went on the talk show rounds, and he told a story about Clint Eastwood coming up to him back in 2002 before they worked together on the film Blood Work. So all of a sudden, Clint Eastwood comes walking across the breakfast tent, and he's looking right at me, and he says, "Jeff Daniels, I saw Dumb and Dumber."
Oh, you know, really?
That silly, goofy movie that Jeff did with Jim Carrey.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the ridiculous, dumb brothers. And Clint Eastwood then goes on to say, "The toilet scene, that happened to me." He started laughing and turned around and walked away.
Really?
Clint Eastwood, first of all, I'm wrapping my head around the fact that he watches the movie Dumb and Dumber or watched it.
That's tough.
And then if you've seen that movie, you all know the toilet scene.
Mm-hmm.
It's a scene when Jeff's character was stuck on the toilet after somebody slipping him some laxatives, and he was on a date with a girl in her bathroom at her house, and then the toilet wouldn't flush. My God, everybody's nightmare.
That happened to Dirty Harry, huh?
Happened to Dirty Harry. Oh my gosh, I just find that amazing.
And
I find
too.
It funny that he walked up, made it a point to go across and make sure Jeff
and
Daniels
Jeff
knew
Daniels
that.
Remembers it. I mean, you know, Clint Eastwood speaks to you, you remember it, right?
Right. So I feel like now when I see Clint Eastwood, I'm going to just picture him stuck on the toilet. I don't want that in my mind.
I don't either. That is the story we love. Austin's 80 station, 103.1, streaming on the iHeartRadio app. Thanks for being with us Friday morning in Austin, Texas. Another tough day in Austin, Texas. What we got here, Trisha?
Yep.
Slaving over a hot microphone.
I know.
6 a.m. till 10 a.m.
And then done.
Pretty much for the most part.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you're off to Vegas.
I know. I'm going to Las Vegas. I can't wait. Oh, wish you were going.
I don't. What you're going to do while you're in Vegas? Hell, you could do it in San Antonio.
This is your daily audio file.
Okay, just in case you need a quick reminder, there was a movie back in the day, and it starred Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger. Mm-hmm. It was called Twins.
My name is Julius, and I'm your twin brother.
Oh, obviously. The moment I sat down, I thought I was looking into a mirror.
We are not identical twins.
Oh, no?
No.
Well, I wouldn't be too sure, pal.
I don't lie. I am your brother.
When I saw that movie, I loved it.
Yeah.
I convinced myself that Arnold Schwarzenegger really did row himself across the ocean from Austria.
No.
But that did not happen. Anyway, they're making another one. It's called Triplets. It's got Schwarzenegger and DeVito. They find out they have a third brother played by, wait for it, Tracy Morgan. Perfect.
That's amazing.
That is perfect.
Yeah.
You got the little one, you got the big one,
uh-huh.
Two white guys, and then you got Tracy Morgan, a black guy. I think it's genius. Eddie Murphy was originally going to do it, but my Ed's too busy.
He's got a lot of stuff going on.
You got all those kids.
He's got a lot of kids.
He's got 75 kids.
No, I think it's just 62.
He got a lot of kids.
He is trying to get back out to do some stand-up, I think.
Oh, I'll go see that.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
If you can get in.
A guy was shopping at a Dallas Walmart on Sunday, and he filmed a masked man holding a bag of money and running away from a bank. He recorded it.
He actually took all the cash.
He just robbed the whole He just robbed.
Yeah, the bank.
No, I don't know. What?
Oh, the one in the
I actually got the video.
He got the man robbing the bank.
A legit robbery?
Yes. A real robbery. Yeah. I'll never forget one time my friend Greg, he opened up the newspaper one day, and on the front page of the newspaper was a fraternity brother of his on a surveillance camera from a bank robbing a bank.
Oh, what'd he do?
I don't know if he called it in or what, but yeah. What?
That would freak me out.
That would be weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would. Ugh. Why'd you shake your hand at me?
What?
Oh, I thought I said something wrong.
No.
Oh, okay.
Wow. A little.
I'm ready to check out.
I know.
That's what it is. I'm just ready to check out.
I was flipping my pin.
That is our daily audio file.